Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, May 27th, 2015 edition of the Sands and the Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. The U.S. Internal Revenue Service today released that its Get Transcript service has been the subject of attacks, and the result is that probably 100,000 tax returns were leaked as a result of the attack. Apparently, the attackers went after 200,000 different users' data. Only 100,000 of these attempts were successful, according to the IRS. Now, I haven't used this service yet, and as a result of the attack, it's down. So I'm not necessarily sure what you need to authenticate here, but the IRS does mention that the attackers already had at least some information about these taxpayers, probably something like a social security number. Now, the IRS will notify affected taxpayers and also offer them an IP pin. This IP pin, that's short for identity protection pin, is essentially an identifying number that you can set up with the IRS in order to authenticate yourself. This is standard practice if your information has been used, for example, to file a fraudulent tax return. So if you get one of those notices from the IRS, you can set up one of those pins. Otherwise, if you are living in Florida, Georgia, or Washington, D.C., you also may set up a PIN regardless of whether or not you were notified of a breach by the IRS. This is part of a pilot program where the IRS is trying to get more people to sign up for this PIN. Not sure if it does you any good if you're setting up the PIN now and already filed your tax return. This PIN, I think, is only valid for the 2014 tax return if you're applying for it now. And then once you file your tax return, you will have to enter this PIN in order to authenticate yourself. So this will prevent someone who, for example, stole your social security number and other personal information from actually filing your taxes. Of course, they still could apply for an IP PIN in your name, but they cannot do that if you already have done so yourself. And one of our readers found an interesting code snippet in his WordPress install that looks like a bot and that retrieves additional code from an interesting domain, errorcontent.com. So this sort of almost looks like a legitimate domain. Can't really find out much about that particular domain. It's registered to a Chinese company. The IP address resolves to an ISP in the UK. At this point, I haven't really been successful retrieving any data from that URL, but I may have assembled it a little bit wrong. And then, of course, if you don't get it right in the first time, they may block you. So not sure exactly what to expect back there. Looks kind of like what comes back will be some kind of a PHP code or so that may be injected here in order to attack the client. The reason I believe it's an attack against the client is that it does a simple check whether or not the user is running in an explorer. It also discriminates against bots. So for example, Google bot or such, whenever the user agent contains the word bot, it will not deliver the malicious code. Pretty interesting kind of piece of code with that respect. If you find it yourself, let me know. We had already one reader, after I published this, send us a link to a Pastebin page that contains the same code, and that goes back to 2014. So this may be an older piece of code that's going around and being used in exploited WordPress sites. At this point, I don't really see any evidence that would suggest that this is legitimate code. And then we have yet another cross-site request forging attack, changing DNS settings in home internet gateways, routers of multiple manufacturers. Sort of interesting here that this code not only changes DNS settings, but also uses the WebRTC feature in JavaScript to figure out the internal IP address of the host it's running on. The JavaScript code used by this particular exploit actually contains a quite impressive list of routers and code to actually fingerprint these kind of routers, so it can then send the correct attack to the particular router used on the network that is being attacked. To protect yourself from attacks like this, make sure your firmware is up to date. Also, make sure a password is required to connect to the router, if possible, from inside your network. And don't use the standard password. Also, try to change the IP addresses. So don't use the standard subnet the router uses. Yes, with WebRTC, the attacker may be able to figure it out, but it does raise the bar a little bit, in particular if your browser does not support WebRTC. Well, that's it for today. So thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow.